Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Romanus Weichlein, who before taking his monastic vows was known as Andreas Franz Weichlein, was an Austrian composer and violinist. Starting at home in Linz, and later at the monastery in Lambach, Weichlein continued his music education at the university in Salzburg. It was while a student there that Romanus probably met Heinrich Bieber, a musician whose compositions proved as models for Weichlein's own works. Today on the podcast, we'll hear from two recent recordings of Weichlein's music, including an Alpha Label CD from Ensemble Mask and a Raumklang release from the ensemble Kapelle Vitalis Berlin. First, a little bit more about Romanus Weichlein. Romanus was born into a family of musicians, more specifically, a family of organists. Romanus's father eventually opted out of the profession in favor of becoming an innkeeper, but his brother stayed in the game as a church organist. Romanus, however, found his musical voice in the violin, and he was, from what we can gather, an extraordinary player. A contemporary account speaks with great acclaim of his performance of his now-lost solo sonata at the Passau Cathedral for the Feast of Corpus Christi. Weichlein worked both as a musical director at a Benedictine convent in Salzburg, and later in 1691, as a chaplain at a convent in Sabine. There, Weichlein introduced instruments into the church services that until that time had been exclusively accompanied with only a cappella singing. Given Weichlein's promotion of instrumental music at Sabine and his own devotion to the violin, it's no surprise that of Weichlein's only two published collections, one is purely instrumental music. Dedicated to Leopold I, Weichlein's Opus 1 set of 12 sonatas was entitled Encaenia Musices, that is, a musical offering, or a musical feast, a musical gift. Let's listen to a bit of Weichlein's Encaenia Musices in a performance by the ensemble Mask. The second string sonata from Weichlein's Encaenia Musices. We heard director Olivier Fortin on the organ, Benoit van den Wemdem playing violone, Sophie Gent and Tuomo Suni playing the violin parts, Kathleen Kajioka on the viola, and Melisan Koivo on the viola da gamba. The distribution of instruments is worth noting here because Weichlein composed these pieces for continuo, two violins, and two violas. And by violas, it's clear he meant primarily violas da braccio, that is, violas played up on the arm like violins, not violas da gamba, which were played held between the legs. That being said, Weichlein, in his preface to the publication, clarified that much about the sonatas could be left to the performer's discretion, and suggested that violas da gamba could in fact substitute quite nicely in the first, third, sixth, and eleventh sonatas of the collection, should any such instruments be at one's disposal. Hey, do whatever works, he seems to say. What works for Ensemble Mask on their recording is the substitution of one viola da gamba for viola da braccio. Let's jump into a viola moment in Sonata 6. It's interesting to hear the different timbres as the two violins, viola da braccio and viola da gamba, trade off in quick succession. Thank you. Three other of Weichlein's string sonatas are included on this CD, separated by several works for one and two harpsichords by various mid-17th century composers who lived and worked at the same time as Weichlein. The closing track of the CD is a Passacaglia by Georg Muffat, a nearly exact contemporary of Weichlein. Together with Muffat, the inclusion of Kuhnau, Böhm, Pachelbel, and others on Ensemble Masks recording paints a broad view of Weichlein and his place in music history. Another recording, this one from Kapelle Vitalis Berlin, offers a more in-depth exploration of Weichlein's music. Founded by violinists Almut Stöcker and Ulrike Wildenhof, this is Kapelle Vitalis Berlin's first recording, and it is dedicated entirely to the music of Romanus Weichlein. Besides the Opus 1 string sonatas, their recording also includes two ensemble sonatas with trumpets from Weichlein's collection. Let's hear the opening track, Weichlein's Sonata No. 1. Besides the trumpets, violas were also on prominent display in that excerpt, and if you listened carefully, you might have noticed a very homogeneous string sound resulting from Kapelle Vitalis Berlin's use of both violas da braccio in their ensemble. Kapelle Vitalis Berlin also plays the frivolous and light-hearted canon on the posthorn for four violins. Preserved on a copper plate in Lambach, Weichlein apparently wrote the piece as a 35th birthday present for his friend and patron, Abbot Severin Blas. Additionally, several short trumpet duets from the appendices of Weichlein's collection round out this recording. Thank you. This is glorious music in the hands of both Ensemble Masque and Capella Vitalis Berlin. Recordings of Weichlein's Enkainia Musices are few and far between. Gunnar Letzbor and Ars Antiqua Austria recorded the complete opus in the 1990s, but what a wonderful addition Capella Vitalis Berlin and Ensemble Masque have made with their recent recordings. If you would like to know more about either of the CDs we've featured today on the podcast, you can find a link on our website. Just visit harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.